are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing today? Dr. Dahlia in the house! All right. Everyone's like, oh, please, could you just leave the house? Why did we lock the back porch? I need to apologize to everybody again. I guess this is the first time I've been officially hacked by somebody. And I guess somebody, it's all fixed now, all right? But somebody hacked into my Twitter account today. Hold on one second. I'm just working the dials there. Okay. We got Kyle working the dials. I know, but Kyle's probably like, where's your voice? Okay, do I sound all pretty now? And I guess, and I didn't know about it until, you know, some of you, like we got Trucker Bill and, you know, a couple of my other good buddies, I guess that tune into the show on XM, that are Twitter buddies, which you all, by the way, should be my Twitter buddies. Okay, you could be my Twitter buddies, you could be my Facebook buddies, you know, I mean, it's one thing you listen, but you could still buddy up. And I guess you guys told me I must be hacked, but you didn't explain what, and it's good you didn't, because I was in the middle of work. And I decided to just go to my Twitter page. And porn doesn't describe what I saw on my Twitter page. This, I guess there's varying degrees of porn, right? You know, some porn you have somebody just kind of standing there topless, okay? Right? You know, or almost topless. Right, you know, kind of peekaboo type stuff, and you're like, all right, this is really inappropriate for kids to see, and you know, kind of like Sports Illustrated swimsuit stuff. You know, we really wouldn't call it porn or soft porn, but it's kind of there. Okay, then you have, you know, pictures of nudity. All right, that's types of porn. Whoever hacked into my Twitter, don't log. It's fixed. No sense leaving the show to go and log on now. Sorry, it's all fixed. All the pictures are deleted. But whoever put these pictures up didn't just put people standing there naked. There was actually a whole active scene going on in these pictures. There were multiple characters. There appeared to be a plot, a pornographic plot. There was action going on in these pictures. And many of the pictures actually had, if you get my drift, a resolution kind of all over the picture. And I pull this up at work and almost scream. You know, I wasn't expecting it. Okay. Yeah. You know, you see naked people at work all the time. But, I mean, you don't see this. This was like a 30-minute movie wrapped up into one picture. And it's on my Twitter. I mean, here you are entrusting me with valuable medical news, right? And valuable education. I mean, your epididymis comes to us for education. And what do I give you when you come on Twitter page? This hack guy's porn. And like I said, this was probably one of the most raunchiest stuff. Patients almost saw it. I mean, this was absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, the nurses are like, oh my gosh, ah, you know, so everybody's like, ooh, you know, and so, you know, I almost had to clean off the screen. It was that graphic, an action picture. Now, I don't know if any of the hackers are listening out there or whoever did this to me, but, what the heck were you thinking? And can you please get a job? Obviously, you have too much time on your hands to find the Dr. Dahlia account. How did you figure out my password? My password is Kyle. How did you figure that out? Well, I got to tell you, I'm not telling anybody my password anymore. No way. Okay, yeah, well, I changed the password. Yeah, my password now is Kyle1. So hopefully, nobody gets it. Well, that's what you do. You know, you take your password, and then you kind of throw a number. So I don't think anyone's going to figure that one out. So Kyle won. I hope that'll work and hope that one will stick. But anyway, I don't get it. I don't get why people have nothing. I mean, don't you have to feed yourselves? Don't you have to, you got your unemployment checks. You got nothing. Yeah, but don't you have to still somehow, where do you get the time to sit there? And where do you find these pictures? I mean, what kind of a sick fire truck are you to find these, you know, and it was kind of demeaning to women, if you ask me. First of all, they weren't in the superior position by any means. Second, they were not sitting, I would say, the most ergonomically. And their positions, I think, could have really hurt their coccyx. You know, I don't think any woman should be in any of those positions during sex, by the way. I wish I didn't have to erase them so I could teach you guys how inappropriate a sexual position those positions were. Not to mention, I didn't see any condoms. I didn't see anybody wear condoms or use any sort of protection. Not to mention the resoluting factor that appeared to be kind of all over the place, flung all over the place, most likely carried some sort of STD. And unfortunately, the woman who was sitting there did not have any of her bodily orifices adequately protected. So, you know, it's a good teaching point for people. Just, I had to get that off because there are teenagers who are my Twitter friends. And, yes, you got me. Fine. You hacked it to my, I know you're giggling out there. Whoever did it. Yes, that was pretty funny. Ha ha. The actors were very disgusting looking too, by the way. You couldn't come up with anybody sexier, really. That's all you had. But I suggest to any of you who are hackers, to go, I guess, blow it out your sigmoid, because that was, it's a waste of time, it wastes our time, and it really educates people the wrong way about how sex is supposed to be. You realize many young kids look at these pictures to try to figure out how to have sex. You know, people try to learn, all right? They go, oh, okay. So they think you have to have, they think the man is supposed to be, I can't even describe what the man was doing. I was just so shocked by everything else going on in the picture. But I'm going to tell you, anybody trying to learn how to treat a woman, don't be looking at porn pictures. Okay? I don't think women are treated very well at all. You know, in fact, I would say women are kind of treated a little rudely in most of these pornographic pictures. Absolutely. All right. Don't go away. I got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I mean, speaking about, you know, of porn and people who have absolutely nothing to do and too much time on their hands, apparently there was a female employee of Pennsylvania's DeSales University who decided to shut her office door so she could pump breast milk in private. This happened May 29th. Well, she hears a noise. She looks up and she sees a lens that's kind of peering down at her. She quickly gets dressed. And then she finds, I guess, John Bednarik, director of campus environment, scuffling around in the hallway. So I guess people actually find breastfeeding sexually stimulating. I mean, there are some real sick people out there. We won't talk about sexual fetishes again. That went through the whole week. Boy, we start talking about sexual fetishes, and then the whole week we had to talk about that. Yeah, we got to give sexual fetishes a break. All right, and I probably alienated a lot of my listeners, too. You know, they were like, well, what's wrong with teddy bears? All right, so, yeah, I got to still keep listenership. So we're going to kind of let people who have sexual fetishes still listen in. We don't want to exclude anybody. So a woman just trying to go and breast bump. But, you know, I'm seeing more and more of this. People videotaping other people in private. I mean, look what happened with the Rutgers Rutgers University student. I can't think of his name. Tyler Clementi was the one that was videotaped and then later jumped off the George Washington Bridge. But the other, Ravi Donner, or I'm sorry if I don't have it at the time. I don't like the guy, so there's no way I'm going to even think about what his name is, but he's already in jail. But you see a lot of this. Then I guess somebody else decides to plant a camera so he could watch his ex-wife and then put that off on the internet. I don't know what to tell you guys, except maybe just really clean your houses. Have it completely stark bare so people can't hide these cameras in between crevices and watch you. No one's ever really illegally videotaped me. I mean, you have to have something that people want to see, you know. So, no. But anyway, sickos out there, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, this email came anonymously. Doctor, I'm sick of all these medical shows trying to tell us what to do. What makes you any different from liberal Washington or Mayor Bloomberg, for that matter? Let us live our lives the way we want to. All right, hold the phone. There's other medical shows? Somebody else does what I do? Really? I thought I was the only one that does. There's other medical shows? What? And you guys are listening to other medical shows? But besides mine? I got a problem with that. I got a problem with this email on multiple levels, but that's a biggie. There's other medical shows. Who's moving in on my turf? This is my turf. I'm the only one that gets to talk about testicles and prostate. Well, you know what? I mean, I know I'm not the first, and I'm not going to be the last. But really, people, you got me. Do you really need anybody else? Okay, and then what makes you different from liberal Washington? Do I have to explain why I'm so different from liberal Washington? Do I? Or Mayor Bloomberg? I'm not telling you what to do. Okay, now maybe, wait a second. Maybe he's saying all the other medical shows try to tell him what to do, but not Dr. Dolly's show. No. He's blaming me in this one too. What am I telling you to do? Well, I'm telling you to eat right and exercise. Your mama tells you that. Look, I don't care what you do, okay? Look, I'm doing a show. I'm supposed to educate people. I'm supposed to tell you what is found to be healthy and what is found to be unhealthy and what goes on in the news and what's happening in the news and what type of people are out there and what type of people should be out there that aren't out there and, you know, just anything that happens, whether it's medical or non-medical. Right? You don't have to do exactly what Dr. Dahlia says, unless, of course, follow me on Twitter. when I say follow me on Twitter, actually, it was kind of funny. I was doing this weekend the radiothon for Children's Miracle Network. Miracle Network. That's a hard thing to say. I messed up on air with that one, too. Children's Miracle Network, if I could get it right, you know, raises money for hospitals. That and provides, you know, neonatal incubators and ventilators and IV tubing and you know, support staff, etc. So it was a great fundraiser. I don't know how much we raised. The final numbers aren't in, but I think just the couple days we were up in the 40,000s, and I only helped for a few hours. But my mom came. And my mom came. I don't know why she came. She goes, you know, when your mom comes, right? So she did the drive. She came, so I put her on air. And, you know, my mom actually got on air and, you know, told people to donate and told people, you know, and I don't think people, you know, at first realized, you know, this was my mama. Okay. All right. You think I'm rough with you all telling you what to do. This was my mama. So I had to kind of, you know, as an aside, go, look, you guys don't understand. My mama just told you guys to do this. Okay. You do not want to tick off my mama. Ooh, she's rough. So anyway, we got through it and, you know, we got a lot of donations and it was great. It was really good. So, anyway, what was I going to say? Where was I? Oh yeah. Okay. Listen, when you listen to any show, okay. All right. I hope it's only mine, but I understand you have to listen. I mean, there's a lot of good radio out there, but I mean, if you're going to listen to a medical show, the reason why I like mine is because I do it. Yeah. And it gives me a job. No, you know, it's hard to say. As a doctor, I do have the opportunity and the privilege of, you know, kind of barking some orders. And I bark orders at the nurse. I bark orders at my husband. And I bark orders at my patients a lot. I try not to bark too much. It just, you know, it's in the genes. And, I, you know, my job is to sometimes be stern with you. You know, when I first got out of medicine, or when I first got out of medicine, yeah, I left the field. When I first got out of medical school and residency, I was kind of intimidated because most of my patients were older than me. I mean, I was in my 20s, right? And many of my patients would even look at me like, really? You know, you're younger than my granddaughter, really? And so I'm like, well, could you please maybe take your blood pressure pill, just please take the pill? Well, that doesn't work. Nobody wants to hear, pretty, please. Nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear you take the pill or you're going to die. You will die. I mean, that's what works. And so if you don't want to be told what to do, then don't listen. And I mean, I'm not telling you to go and take a specific pill. I'm kind of telling you to think about certain things so that when you do go into your doctor, both of you could come up with a plan. All right. But, you know, nobody's making you put the Anusol suppository up in there. All right. You know, am I preaching too much about diet and exercise? Well, of course, that's kind of, you know, it comes with the territory. Am I preaching too much about pharmaceuticals? Yeah, I could be. I know some of you are like, I just want to do it all natural. I just want to let the flesh-eating bacteria, you know, breathe in the air that I'm giving it and seeing if it'll just suicide bomb itself. I understand many of you are like that. And that's fine. Just don't die. All right. I'm for a lot of alternative medicine. We've talked about this. I love acupuncture. I think homeopathy is way cool. Love chiropractic. I think we really need to study Chinese herbs. We really need to study nutrition a heck of a lot more and see what we could do nutritionally to stop a lot of illnesses that we do treat pharmaceutically. But if I say you're going to need a pill so you don't have a heart attack, I mean, I'm tough if you don't like to listen to it. All right? I'm sure many of you are already shutting the radio off as we speak. But, this is what we do. Okay. You know, there's not many of us out there, and I really need to figure out who else is out there that's coming in, moving in on my turf. You know, who's leaving the turf and leaving the playground is Neil Bortz. He's a good guy. I like Neil a lot. He is a great guy. He's leaving, and Herman Cain is going to take over his spot. Now, Herman Cain was in radio before, right? Herman Cain was in radio before, right? Before he went on the presidential campaign trail, right before. And I think he was in a couple markets. Well, from what I understand now, he's going to be picking up 100 markets, taking over Neil Bortz's show. I know he hit the jackpot on that one. I honestly, you know, you run for presidency. That's what you do. You run for presidency and you become famous and then people want you on the radio. Do people want me on the radio? I think, you know, I haven't talked to the bosses any recently. Yeah, usually when I call the bosses, it's kind of like, oh gosh, she's gonna bug us. Get away. She's gonna tell us to check our prostates. People are kind of scared of me. But, it'll be interesting. I mean, good for Herman Cain for landing the show. Like I said, I know Herman, great guy, probably didn't handle certain things in his life that well. And, my only beef, I have a couple beefs, is, many people who donated, didn't really make good on that investment. So, but that's neither here nor there. Betty's gonna be on the waves entertaining. But Neil is leaving the playground. I'm gonna stay in the playground as long as I can. I love the playground. Alright, so we got a lot of medical news we're gonna talk about here. Exercise may actually be bad for you. Where did that come from? All right. And then I guess I'm going to try listening to the news to figure out what else I should talk about. Don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter. It's all cleaned up. Hacker's gone. Porn is gone. Twitter is now back to medical and back to normal. All right. It has healed up. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, because on the Dr. Dahlia Show, we were, you know, inquiring about why all these marathon runners were dropping dead of heart attacks and, you know, why don't we screen our marathon runners or our triathletes or decathletes or many of our athletes more vigorously cardiac-wise? Well, I guess somebody must have listened to my show. And a bunch of U.S. physicians decided to review research evidence. And and they say that there is a safe upper limit for heart health, which would be a maximum of an hour a day of exercise, after which there was little benefit to the individual and possible damage could ensue to the heart and trigger rhythm abnormalities. A review of research evidence by U.S. physicians says intensive training schedules and extreme endurance competitions can cause long-term harm to people's hearts. We talked about this 6 months ago. Remember we said there was scar tissue of the myocytes? You know, the heart can only handle so much hypoxia. You know, when you're running and exercising and you know, in, I don't know, how Boston marathoning, your heart, you know, is waiting for that rest, such that coronary arteries can give it blood, and you think, all right, well, the heart's going to do what it needs to do. But sometimes the heart tries to live on that less oxygen. And at some point, the heart says, I'm not going to put up with this. And unfortunately, that's why you probably see people die. And some of them may have cardiomyopathy. They may have had a genetic heart condition. But I don't think all of them did, because how did they make it to their 40s or 50s or 60s without dropping, you know? So let's see, they say activities such as marathons, Ironman distance triathlons, and very long distance bicycle races may cause structural changes to the heart and large arteries, leading to lasting injury, as described on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Why don't they ever bring me up? Lead author Dr. James O'Keefe of St. Luke's Hospital of Kansas City does not admit to listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show and getting the idea to look at this. Said exercise was generally beneficial for health, but could tip into being harmful taken at excessive lengths. I don't understand why these articles say the same thing over and over again, you know, sentence after sentence. Well, Dr. Dahlia, you don't have to read every sentence. Well, I'm thinking the next sentence is going to have something juicy. Okay, here we go. This may have something juicy. A routine of daily physical activity can be highly effective for prevention and treatment of many diseases. There. However, as with any pharmacological agent, a safe upper dose limit potentially exists. So how do you find your safe upper limit? You go to the heart doctor and you get a stress test. That's what I've been saying for years and nobody listens. But that's a diet that costs too much money. Obamacare won't allow it. Of course not. Of course not. In one study, they say approximately 12% of apparently healthy marathon runners showed evidence for patchy myocardial scarring. Myocardial is, myo is muscle, cardio is heart, so heart muscle, right? As opposed to epiglottial, myoepiglottial. Oh, there's no myocytes in the epiglottis. My bad. I should know my epiglottis better. They say approximately 12% of apparently healthy marathon runners showed evidence for patchy myocardial scarring. I'm repeating myself. I apologize. And the coronary heart disease event rate during a 2-year follow-up was significantly higher in marathon runners. See, but, you know, it's frustrating because my marathon runners are my healthiest patients. They really are. I mean, these guys are good. No, belly fat, toned. I don't think I have one marathon runner whose cholesterol is high, to be honest. Come to think of it, you know, so it's frustrating. Endurance sports such as ultra marathon running or professional cycling have been associated with as much as a 5-fold increase in the prevalence of atrial fibrillation or abnormal heart rhythms. What are we supposed to do with all these 5-folds? They could have told us 10-fold, right? Just say it increases it. All right. 5-fold, 10-fold, 20-fold. To me, it's a lot of folds. Okay, if you said 1.5-fold, that's still, yeah. All right, okay, chronic excessive heart problems, artery wall stiffening, great. And then I guess they dubbed a new term, Pheidippides cardiomyopathy. Why, was somebody named Pheidippides? Where do you get a cardiomyopathy named after you? I don't know if I want a cardiomyopathy named after me. I want something named after me. Maybe a raging case of gonorrhea could be a Dahlia-itis. Syphilalia. I had a bad case of syphilalia. All right, but you know, speaking of exercise, we heard today that Shawn Johnson, the Olympic gold medalist, remember she's the cute one that's a little shorter. Are usually an American favorite. I mean, not many people like to watch the gymnastics part. I like the, I really like the Winter Olympics. But I watch the swimming pretty avidly. I cannot wait to see Jason Lezak and, are you kidding me? Michael Phelps. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I almost forgot his name. So I'm really excited about that. Diving! I can watch the diving for about 5 minutes and then it gets a little bored. The synchronized diving I can't do. I can't watch a synchronized diving. That, for some reason, that's kind of boring. But I really dig the gymnastics. And Shawn Johnson was excellent. But apparently, I think she's having knee problems. 20 years old. I guess multiple medalists, but her left knee does not want to go along with the plan. She had injured the knee on a ski trip in 2010. Continuing to train it would have led to a total knee reconstruction. She didn't want to do it, so she is retiring from gymnastics. That stinks. She's only 20 years old. She's 4'9" and 90 pounds. That's incredible. Well, I'd be 90 pounds, too, if I was, you know, doing gymnastics. That balance beam. Have you guys ever tried to do a flip on a balance beam? You always fall on your pelvis. All right? I mean, you hope to land on the beam. Because you don't want to fall off the balance beam. The balance beam, it's like that little, it's a balance beam. You guys know what a balance beam are. No, those are the uneven bars. The uneven bars are different. Those are fine. I love the uneven bars. Those were good. I was able to, like, throw all over the place. But that balance beam was tough. Because you have to jump and land in a straight line without falling. And you can't land with both feet together. You have to land with one foot in front of it. That was very difficult. When you fall, a lot of times you fall and you hit your thigh. It's a horrible way to fall. Honestly, I don't think it's the most intelligent type of sport. Who cares if you can bounce around on a balance beam? You know, I understand the floor, you know, where you're dancing and you're doing flips. That I get. And I get the uneven bars. I think is it the pummel horse? What do you call it when you run and then you flip? And remember the girl that, like, broke her arm, did it? Yeah. I don't remember anyone's names. I could remember diseases I learned in school, what a macrophage looks like, how many cilia are on a paramecium, but you ask me to remember a name of somebody famous who jumped on one of those horse things and did a triple somersault and landed on both feet, I can't tell you what her name is. Yeah, she was redheaded with short hair, and her coach gave her a hug, and she was crying, and yeah, that girl, it was years ago. I don't know. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, excessive exercise. We say goodbye to Family Feud's Richard Dawson. And was he Mikhail Navy or Hogan's Heroes? He was Hogan's Heroes. It was esophageal cancer. And from what I understand, Richard Dawson, you know, survey says, that guy. That I know. I know Richard Dawson. I had a crush on him when I was little. I thought it was so cute. He had esophageal cancer, only learned about it 3 weeks before he died. That's a rough one. And, what puts you at high risk for esophageal cancer is reflux. That acid reflux is a bad one. And, you know, he just looked like he had acid reflux. You know, he looked like he was, you know, kind of burping in between, flipping around and looking at the survey. So it's really unfortunate because when you are diagnosed with, something that aggressive, a cancer, you don't have a lot of time. And unfortunately, it looks like he only had 3 weeks. So we say goodbye to Richard Dawson. All right, don't go away. A lot more news coming right up. And I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Glad you are listening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, having some underwear issues, just trying to fix them. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Buck writing in from South Carolina. I'm one of your truck drivers, Doc, and I am going to quit smoking. How do I start? Buck! Buck, I love the name Buck. I love monosyllabic names. I just do. Yeah, my kids, their names Stone and Brock. My husband's name is Corey, but I call him Core. I just like monosyllabic names. I just do Buck. Great name. Buck, I love it. Love it. You're going to quit smoking. Get a clue. You've been listening to my show, I hope. I always talk about how to quit smoking. You go to your doctor and you take a pill. Don't you know what I'm going to say? Right? That's what Dr. Dahlia ever says. Go take a pill. No. You come up with a quit date. All right. Definitely come up with your quit date. Get your family involved. Okay? Your kids, grandkids can't be smoking in front of you. Right? Friends can't be smoking in front of you. Clean the house so you don't smell smoke, so it doesn't kind of whet your appetite. Tell your friends and buddies if you're going to go out with them, no smoking. No smoking. And, if you have difficulty, trying to get rid of the habit, kick that nicotine addiction or just the habit of putting something in your mouth, then there are tobacco health lines, there are counselors, and then, yes, there is a pill. Of course, there's a pill for everything now, the Chantix pill, which kind of acts as a nicotine decoy. We've talked about that. Take the Chantix. It pretends to be nicotine so that when you do quit cold turkey, you don't seem to go into withdrawal. The problem is you don't really want to smoke. After a week, you don't want to smoke while you're on the pill because the brain gets smart. It's like, wait a second. If this is the decoy, then what's this? Ah, and then you have to flee, right? Like Close Encounters. So, or Skyline. Yeah, you need to flee. You don't need to flee, but the nicotine decoy needs to flee, and then you get bad dreams, etc. Okay, so anyway, all right, Buck, keep me posted. But I'd love to talk to you, though, right? Anybody named Buck, he's got to be big, right? Kind of big Buck. Love it. Love it. Love Buck. Okay, what's going on here? Pioglitazone raises bladder cancer risk in diabetes patients. Not pioglitazone. Yeah. You don't want to catch the pioglitazone. Pioglitazone, I think, is active. It's a diabetic medication. And correct me if I'm wrong, is this the 237th time we've heard about this in the news? Really? Why is this news today? Patients with type 2 diabetes who take the medication pioglitazone have a higher risk of incident bladder cancer than diabetic patients who do not take pioglitazone. Pioglitazone. The authors added that bladder cancer risk was also linked to pioglitazone usage, duration, and dosage. Again, saying the same thing next sentence, making me sound like an idiot. They conducted a retrospective cohort study. Woo! That's kind of tough to do. And used a nested case control analysis. You guys get that? Did you see what they did? They used a nested case control analysis. I got to tell you, I've never seen a retrospective cohort study used on top of that. Okay, sorry. Oh, sorry. Now you know why I sat in the back of the class in medical school. I got to say, that's what happened. The professors would be up there going, now, guys, get this. How they did this study is they did a retrospective cohort study. And you're like, thank heavens. Thank heavens they did a cohort study. Oh, my. All right, this isn't funny. People are getting bladder cancer. It's not funny. It's not funny. But I got to tell you, man, I've never seen so many people excited about academia than people in medical school. And I'm like, I don't get it. Why aren't I climaxing by that news? Am I missing something? Cohort retrospective study. Anyway, patients on pioglitazone, I know it's pioglitazone, but I got to make it sound interesting because this is a real boring article here. Patients on pioglitazone were compared to individuals newly treated with oral hypoglycemic agents between January 1, 1988. I don't think anybody cares at this point. Anyway, there was the longer you were on this medication, the more risk. And again, one of its brand names is Actos. I haven't prescribed Actos in a long time. I think it's been years since I've prescribed it. But I gotta tell you, my patients who were on it, their diabetes just snapped right into formation. I didn't have to do insulin. I mean, Actos, when we used Actos a decade ago, And I kind of like the name Actos, maybe because it has a, and then Avandia came out. I forget which came first, the Actos or the Avandia. See which came first, the chicken or the egg. See, that was medical humor there. Honestly, people, you got to get a better sense of humor. Then you'll find my show as funny as I do. You know, you'd have a diabetic, they'd be taking the glyburide, the glipizide, which is your sulfonylurea. Now, your sulfonylurea has nothing to do. I know you'd think a sulfonylurea would be the one causing bladder cancer because it has like urine in its name, but no, it doesn't. The sulfonylurea, what it does is it stimulates your pancreas to stop the giggles. Come on, stop the giggles. It stimulates the pancreas to shoot out insulin. Okay, there's nothing sexual about what we're talking about. We're talking about diabetes. Come on, people, grow up. So the sulfonylureas do that. Then you have your metformin, your glucophage, which helps increase your insulin sensitivity. And sometimes those two medicines just don't cut it. So then we went to it's kind of the glitter zones, right? If I can try to sound intelligent on this topic. And, wow, my patients shaped up. Now, the medicines weren't generic at the time. So very few patients could actually go on these medications. I would be doling out samples or whatever because we were getting the sugar under control. And, I mean, they were this close to going on insulin. Then Byetta came out, and Byetta was kind of nice. That's that Gila Monster poison medicine that actually worked pretty darn good, you know. But it didn't solve the problem like the Actos did. So a lot of us had patients on it. Then I heard that there were some issues with heart disease with Actos. Gosh, I don't know how many years ago. And I'm like, well, I'm out of here. Sorry. And I remember the rep is like, come on. Those studies don't mean anything. I go, yeah, but what if one day someone does a retrospective cohort study using a nested case control analysis and it blows everything out of the water? That's what I told him. And looks like I was right. I predicted the future on that one. So for any of you, what do you do? Okay, so what do you do? If any of you, okay, we're taking Actos or the pioglitazone, okay? They say the highest bladder cancer risk was found among those who had been on it for over 2 years. My recommendation is get a urinalysis. Pee in a cup for the doctor. All right? Go into the bathroom to pee in the cup. Don't do it in the room or in the hallway or in the waiting room. And let him look for what's a sign of bladder cancer. Sometimes blood. Right, you know? And if there is any blood, then he'll probably order a cystoscopy or have a urologist go up with a tube and stop the groaning. Go up with the tube. It's okay. And, you know, take a look around the bladder. Sometimes you could ultrasound the bladder. You know, I mean, I don't want everybody that's on Actos to go, oh, I have to have a bladder ultrasound or a cystoscopy because that's a little too much. But at least get the urinalysis done and make sure you aren't walking around with blood, protein, any sort of kooky stuff in the urine. Okay? Yeah, a lot of kooky stuff in the urine. And that's just how we doctors roll. That's how we do it. All right, but I don't want everyone to panic. Remember, anytime there's a medicine that does something good, a few years later, something goes wrong with it. That's just the way it is. So, you know, here you are going, oh, I saved my life. I kept my diabetes in good control. And I got to tell you, many of my patients did really well. They didn't, they didn't start having the kidney damage that we see a lot of diabetics have. It protected their eyes for a period of time. But some people will, you know, hurt. And that's what happens. Okay. So I'm going to go figure out what the heck a nested case control analysis is on break. You all stay tuned for another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com.